The Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. We will be with you shortly.
No.
Thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Pastor Wade. As we do, I want to remind you again, if you'd like to sow a seed into the life of the apostle, there are several ways to do that. 302-401-8574 is my phone number. You can call in. You can do a transaction over the phone. You can also mail it to 2144 Kimball Circle, spelled K-I-M, B as in boy, A-L-L, Circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455. And if you didn't catch the address, just call my phone number and I can give it to you as well. Also, before I bring Apostle in, just a reminder, those that listen online, you can also communicate with me through online as well. I see a few people that are logging in, but if you ever have a prayer request, whenever she goes to hit one or something like that, you can also communicate with me by texting or typing into the box one there if you need to say something to the Apostle. Those for those that are online as well. Okay, we're going to bring in Apostle Wade. Apostle Wade, your microphone is live.
Praise the Lord. Sister Rhonda, I want to ask you before you get away, is there a way where you could play the last maybe 30 seconds to 1 minute of that song?
I can probably play from the beginning. I don't know about the last 30 seconds of it.
Give me the beginning of it for about 1 minute.
Okay.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song said, praise is what I do. Amen. When I was listening to that song and it began to strike a chord. Amen. That praise is absolutely what I do. Amen. I just want you to take maybe 15 seconds wherever you are and just begin to praise God. Just for God, you may say, I don't even know what I want to praise Him for, but praise Him. The songwriter said, praise is what I do. And I wrote down the points that he said in the beginning. I'm glad she played it from the beginning because he says, I praise you when I want to get to you. And then I'll lift my hand. I'll praise you when I can. Then he says, I'll make a vow to praise you in the good and the bad, in the happy and in the sad times. I'll praise you. Why? Because praise is what I do. Glory to God. And it's and I begin to think about that, and I listen to that, and I said, praise is the remedy. It's the medicine, the medication, glory to God, that we can apply to life situations. So much is going on in the earth realm right now. So many things, so many people are experiencing disaster, glory to God. But I wonder, can you praise Him right now? You may be somebody on the call. We have callers that participate in our broadcast. They may not be able people to join us tonight that are down there, that are in Houston, that are part of what's going on. But the question is, where you are, can you praise him? No matter what your situation, circumstance, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter the diagnosis, the financial lack, the relationship, the woes, the business, the concern, the education, no matter what, glory to God, amen, can you praise him in this hour so that you can get close to him? Amen. He said, I'll lift my hands. Come on, stop my shit. He come on, stop. Somebody order right now where you are, just lift your hands unto the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm making a vow that I'm going to praise you, because praise is a remedy. It's a medication. Amen. Praise is the thing that will push me past the situation. It'll push me past the problem. Amen. I'll praise you in advance. I'll praise you when I can. I'm going to make this vow that I'm going to praise you. Amen. No matter what the times, good, bad, happy, or sad, because praise is what I do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless your name. We just thank you, for there is no God like you. Regardless of situation, circumstances, answers, needs, diagnosis, frustration, broken relationships, broken covenant, glory to God. Regardless of the lack, the devastation, the disaster, regardless of the grief, God, whatever the situation is, we vow to praise you. And some of us may have to praise him through tears, and some of us may have to praise him with question marks all over our head. But can you make a vow to praise him until you see your situation shifting, until you know that your praise is the medicine for your soul, for your spirit? Your praise will make you feel good. Your praise will make you look good. Your praise will cause you to see things clearly. Your praise will bring you to the place of understanding. Is there anybody that can praise him? Oh God, we bless your name, for you are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of it. God, there are many folk that are faced with challenges on this call, and much of our situations is nothing to be compared with what's going on in Texas, what those people are dealing with. But God, it's still something that matters to us. It's still something that affects us. So God, we challenge the people tonight to find a praise. To find a praise to say, God, in the midst of this, in the mystery of all of this, because we don't have an understanding, we don't always know the whys, God, but in the midst of it, we're going to make a vow to praise you. And when you make a vow, amen, there's a song years ago, it says, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Glory to God. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. You ought to make a vow to the Lord, amen, that God, I'm going to shift myself, my mind, my emotions, my heart. I'm going to shift frustration out the way. I'm going to step all on top of it and begin to bless your name. That where I need answers, glory to God, hallelujah, whatever it is. The old folks used to say, whatever you need, God is there. He's a doctor in the sick room, glory to God, that he's a lawyer in a courtroom, hallelujah, glory to God. Whatever he is, can you make a vow to praise him? Because you know that he is God, amen, and besides him, there is none other. He's the God that you made a choice to believe in, and that you're holding on, and some of us may be holding on by thread, because we're frustrated and we're dealing with situations, glory to God, sad news, bad news, upsetting news every day, taking care of children, family members, working jobs that really just don't meet our need. We're not satisfied. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be, I challenge you to make a vow to praise him. For God is absolutely, positively worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to give him another 15-second praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I praise you for my answer. I praise you for what I'm going through. I praise you. Listen, I just heard the Lord say that I will shift things for you Thursday. That's for somebody that has something specifically on their heart that they need God to do. And he said the shift is coming Thursday. Glory to God. Thursday. Hallelujah. The Lord said the shift is coming for you Thursday. You are to reach up and grab that. Glory to God. And let me be clear. Amen. The word that he is releasing is this Thursday for some. Now, you may, some of us that the word is not for, you may be waiting on God. You may be coming another Thursday. But there is somebody that God is going to shift things for this Thursday, whatever this Thursday's date is, the year 2017, this coming week. God said, oh, shit. Glory. He said, I'll make the change. He said, it's happening now. That's what I hear the Lord say. Glory to God. I vow to serve you. I vow to praise you. Amen. Through the good, through the bad, through the happy or the sad. Glory to God. Listen, I heard the Holy Spirit say, somebody had been having a toothache. Glory to God. The Lord said, begin to rub your hands. He said, begin to rub your hands on the side of that and cause for calmness in your mouth. Peace be still in your mouth. Seems weird and strange, but that's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Somebody got a toothache. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. Amen. That as they begin to praise you, that the pain of the toothache will go away in the name of Jesus. We thank you that inflammation will dissolve. Hallelujah. Not even just in the tooth, but in the body. Somebody's body. Glory to God. We thank you for it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we vow to serve you in the good and the bad. In the good and the bad, in the good and the bad. Glory to God, we vow to serve you. Somebody's been having their, it's your knees, both of your knees been hurt, not just one. Glory to God. Father, we vow to praise you because you see that situation. And we thank you that healing is being manifest in those knees now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. I heard the Holy Ghost say to somebody, I'm going to change the court date. Glory to God. He said, you will be prepared for the release of what I have for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I bless your name. I bless your name, God, for there is none like you. Hallelujah. I speak a word of release to somebody on this call. Listen, the Lord is saying, woman, dry your eyes. He said, stop crying when you know the God that I've been to you already. He said, and you're crying over stuff. He said, stop crying over it. Trust me, God, we vow to serve you through the good and the bad, through the happy and the sad. God, we bless your name. Father, we thank you, for there is none like you. Hallelujah. So we lift our hands as a sign of surrender. And say, God, we're surrendering all in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord said, I'm going to turn the ministry, glory to God, so that the vision of the ministry will come forth. That's for somebody. Amen. You've been praying and asking God about your ministry. God, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? What needs to be changed? God said, I'm going to turn things in the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say to somebody, he says that I released you a long time ago to go, and you staying because you're afraid. And the Lord said, make a decision. He said, either trust me or deny me. Isha. Glory, glory, glory. Either trust me or deny me. He said, because I released you a long time ago and I told you to go and to make the move. He said, and you're stuck in a place because you're comfortable. He said, so you either trust me or deny me. Glory to God. But don't make a mockery out of my name. God, I bless my shit. God, I bless you. For there is none like you, God. None like you, none like you, none like you. And so, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. You ought to praise him right there. You ought to praise him. I didn't get on the call to do all of this. I had an agenda. Oh, God, but there was a sound that kept coming out of that song that kept ministering in my spirit. Glory to God. When the Lord is challenging us, he said, push past that praise. I hear the Lord say, woman, stop laying in that bed depressed and crying about what you want. He said, go in your bedroom. I'm a shot. He said, go in your bedroom on tonight. He said, and have a praise party just by yourself. He said, get in your room. Glory to God. He said, because you do a lot of thinking in your room. You lay in your bed and you lay in soft. He you said, get out of the bed and have a praise party in that room. Glory to God. God said, I'm shifting the atmosphere of the homes, of the lives of the people. God said, I'm shifting it. Glory to God. He is still a great God. In the midst of disaster, he is still a great God. Sometimes we get all mixed up and messed up, amen, because of things, especially in times of natural disasters. And we don't understand the nature of God, amen, and why he allows certain things to happen. Glory to God. I was reading, and there was an article, and it says that sometimes when natural disasters come, amen, it's coming to deliver the divine judgment. Sometimes it's to affirm the presence of God, and other times it's just to display his sovereignty. Glory to God. But even in the midst of that, with all of those answers that they will give you, we still have questions of why things begin to happen. Glory to God. Sometimes people in our personal lives, when we're going through something, we begin to say, God, what did I do to deserve this? How did I mess up? Glory to God. How did I end up in this situation? Glory to God. Did I sin? Is it my sin that's causing, amen, what you promised me to be delayed? Amen. Is it my sin that's causing the eruption? Glory to God. Is it my sin that's causing things in my life to be exposed? What is it, God? Is it my sins that have caused a hurricane, a tornado, amen, to begin to run through the cities or the states? God, what is it? Glory to God. And many times we just don't know. Natural disasters occur without warning, whether we're in Houston, in Texas, wherever we are, in Corpus Christi, all the other cities that have been affected. Glory to God. We continue to wonder, but more than anything, we need to trust. Sometimes people wonder if the natural disasters is the work of Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. But I believe that even in the midst of what we don't like, God is still in control. Hallelujah. Amen. That he is still the God, amen, that will make sense out of things that we don't understand. There's a scripture, and I can't find it right now in the Old Testament. It says that sometimes people are taken out early to save them from what is to come. Glory to God. They're the sacrificial lambs, if you will. And you don't like to hear stuff like that, but God, sometimes those things are just true. Amen. Bad things happen to good people, but can you still trust God to say, God, I am standing on a place, amen, and it's a shaky place because I have no understanding of what's going on, but I vow to praise you. I vow to lift your name up. I vow to trust you. Why? Because there will always be a mystery of the divine purposes of God, which we as people cannot fully grasp. When you get a chance, go back and read Romans 11, 33 and 34. Amen. We don't know why the reason, but God, we trust you. We trust you without information. That's for somebody. You waiting on some information. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, you waiting on a response for somebody. Amen. You waiting on information in legal matters. But can you trust God without the information? Can you trust God when things don't seem to be lining up? Is there anything in you that can muster up enough praise to say, God, that say, tonight I'm going to have me a praise party, that God is going to be me and you. We're the VIP guests and the only ones that have been invited. Glory to God, because I'm standing on the word, the prophetic words that have been released in my life, what you're saying, what you're speaking, that it shall come to pass. Glory to God. I heard the Lord say to somebody, he said, the table is turning. That means the situations are about to shift, and they're shifting in your favor. They're shifting in your favor. But some of us, God has been sending us signs, amen, challenging us to fix this, to get this, to get our life straight, get our health straight, get our money straight. Can I tell you, the body of Christ is suffering financially, and I'm probably at the top of that list 10 times, but we're suffering financially, glory to God, because we made mistakes that we should not have made. Glory to God. Sometimes we helped everybody that we should not have, instead of looking for good ground to sow seed in. And when you sow seed in good ground, you get a harvest. But when you take it and put it in places where people don't appreciate it, they value, they take your money, they overshop, they run through it, they gamble it up, they buy cigarettes and liquor and every other thing. They go party with your money. They pretend to pay bills and don't pay bills. That is not good ground. And then we suffer the result of that. Glory to God. But can I tell you, God is shifting you to a place of wisdom when it comes to your finances to say, God, I praise you that I'm learning my lesson, that I understand that the money that I have is good seed, and that my good seed can only go into good soil, that I need to sow where you lead me to sow. I need to help where you tell me to help. Glory to God. The enemy has gotten into the minds of people, even on social media sites, and they put up a bunch of fake pages. Amen. Taking advantage of the disaster of those that have been affected by this hurricane and this storm, and they've set up fake pages and making attempts to collect money. Glory to God. Some of them you can catch right off, and you can tell by some of the language that they use that is fake. They put them up and pretend that they're certain companies. Glory to God. And if you don't activate wisdom in your life, you'll take a good seed and sow it into a bad place. So you got to know the right places to sow to be a help, the right connections, the right leaders, the right churches. Hello, somebody. The right ministry, the right business adventure. Amen. The children that you raise, the grandchildren. Amen. The next door neighbor, whoever it is. Glory to God, because you want your seed to continually create harvests for you. Amen. And so if you're struggling, amen, in that area, can I tell you, I challenge you to make a vow to praise God that, God, I've already went through the bad times financially. Now I'm going through the good times because I got my mouth shot. I got my wisdom, and I hear you every time when you told me a seed, and I'm not going to second guess it. I'm going to sow it into good soil, whatever that may be. I'm going to sow it into a good place to help somebody. Glory to God. I'm going to hear you clearly so that my wisdom is activated, God. I'm going to do my research on my business venture so that when I sow my good seed into a business venture, it will be a business that will create streams of money, not just a stream, multiple streams of money to come my way. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we vow to serve you. Amen. We bless you for our health. We blessing you for our change. We blessing you for our children. We blessing you, God, that you're delivering us from fear. Hallelujah. Some of us on this call have been afraid to move in the things of God. Either trust him or leave him alone. But don't call everybody to agree with you. Don't get 10, 11, 12 prayer warriors to be praying for something that you're not ready to do, that you're not ready to make the shift, that you're not ready to step out on faith, that you're not going to say, God, I heard you for myself. Hallelujah. I heard you for myself. Anybody listening? Can you hear God for yourself? If you hear him, make a vow to praise him. God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Through the good and the bad times, I praise you. Whether happy or sad, God, I pray about shit. Oh, God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. For you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, and praise is what I do. Why? Because it is the remedy to my life situation. Praise can move me out of my own way, because for some of us, we are our own blockage. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you. That's not what I got on the call to do at all. Don't know what happened, but I do know what happened. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for delivering, healing, touching the grieving families that are down in the areas. We say Houston, but the storm originated somewhere else. So everyone that has been in the path of the storm, the spotlight is shone on Houston because Houston was not expected to be hit the way it's been hit. But God, we thank you that Corpus Christi and Houston and all the other little towns and everywhere from where the storm originated from to the path that it is still traveling in some areas, to the rain that's still coming down. God, we thank you, God. And then we thank you for the helpers. We thank you for the people that are sitting limited resources and sending money. God, we thank you for the man in Houston. This man owns two furniture stores, and he opened up his furniture stores. Now, where in the world do they do that at? That you bring in people that are dirty and wet, and you bring them into your brand new multi-million dollar furniture stores. And you said that I will take in all that want to come. 900 people showed up. God, I bless you. And he said, between the two stores, we will turn nobody away. He said, so I will end up with some things damaged. So there'll be some things that we may have to sell at a lesser value. He said, but these people need help, and they need to know that somebody values their life. God, bless that man. Bless that man. Bless him in a mighty way. Oh, God, we thank you, for there is none like you. I vow to serve you. I vow to praise you. I vow to trust you. I don't know who that is, but the Lord said that I released you a long time ago. He said, and you don't need to pray and ask nobody else. Fear and familiarity are holding you in place. And the Lord said, you either trust me or deny me. Glory to God. Trust me or deny me. God, I bless your name. Listen, through the tears, you can praise him. Get ready to hit one on your phone if you have a question, comment, or concern. Rhonda, I need you to find Mother Bunkley on there. I'm not sure if she's calling from her cell number, but I will look to see if it's her cell number. Amen. I asked Mother Bunkley to share either a scripture or a little word of encouragement, just something coming from a mother. Amen. On there that she was going to actually be a part of my message. Amen. So we just want her to share what it is, but I want you to get ready. Everybody share. Question, comment, or concern. Can I hear tell you that I hear the Lord say this? He said, I will restore the joy to you. He said that if you allow me. He said, you've not been happy. This is for somebody. You've not been happy, and you've not experienced a lot of joy in your life because you have become comfortable with depression and being down. So the Lord said, let me release you today. Make a vow, my child. Make a vow. I make a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Glory to God. Rhonda, do you see Mother Bunkley's number?
Okay, I am. I'm trying to get in touch because my board doesn't show that it's connected to the internet. I can still hear you, but I'm not for sure if the board is working. So if she pressed one or anything like that, I may not be able to see it because of that, because the internet is not showing connected right now.
Can you go out and come back in?
I mean, as long as it's not the board, it's the actual connection to the internet. So I'm trying to get reconnected to that.
Okay, so what do we have to do?
Everybody can still be able to hear you. I just can't bring anybody in right now.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we do apologize for that. We are having storms here in Virginia Beach. We've got little winds. It's picking up a little bit heavy. Amen. I didn't think we would stay on this long, but I thank God for the time that we're on. If I don't, Mother, I don't know if you can hear me, but if I don't get to get Mother on this week, I'll have her on. Amen. And she will begin to share on next week. Glory to God. But I want you, if you can't get on, my email address is comingoutontop@hotmail.com. If you have my number, you can text me. If you have a question, comment, or concern, glory to God. Rhonda.
Yes.
Pastor Benjamin just sent me a message. She said, try opening everybody's mic.
Okay. What's okay?
God, Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that even if this doesn't come to pass, Father, if this doesn't work, Father, we trust that the people have heard what you wanted them to hear. Glory to God.
Yeah, I can't open. I'm not going to be able to open any mics because I'm not connected to the internet to be able to open anything.
Okay, so she's not connected. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So she says that the board is down. So I guess it's Blog Talk that she can't bring anybody. She can't even open the mic. She can't do anything on the mic. Glory to God. But I tell you, I thank God for being God. I thank him for who he is. Glory to God. I trust him, amen, like never before. Glory to God, amen. Oral Roberts used to say something good is going to happen to you. Can I tell you, I believe that for those in the storm that have gone through the storm, and there have been some sad stories out there, and even in the midst of that sadness, everyday life is still going on. But I thank God that something good is going to happen, amen. Something good is going to happen even for those people, amen. I don't know the man that opened his furniture store, my God, today. I'm just saying, Lord, bless the man with the furniture store, amen, because the man with the furniture store, glory to God, amen. Can you imagine how many millions of dollars of furniture? On the news, they showed this family laying on a mattress. The news reporter said this mattress cost $12,000. And they asked him, why would he do that? And he said, what else would I do? He said, if I lose something, fine. He said, if I end up having to sell stuff a little bit cheaper, fine. He said, if I have stuff I have to throw out, he said, it's fine. He said, but we got to value the lives of the people. He said, they had nowhere to go. And he's keeping his furniture stores open. Glory to God. He has people. They have sleeping bags. Amen. People are everywhere. 900 people in two furniture stores sleeping on his sofas, on the bed, kids in the kids' beds, the bunk beds. I'm like, God, whatever he may lose, return it unto him. Because that's somebody, amen, that puts somebody before themselves. Glory to God. Can you imagine the harvest off of the seed he is sowing? He had good seed, and he's sowing it into good lives. Because those lives matter. Every life there matter. And he's sowing it. So continue to bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I sure wish we could get these mics open, but she still is unable to. You got it?
I just trying to connect through my mobile. I set my internet up. So what's Mother Bunker's last four? And I can try to find her. Because it's too many people.
Do you see people that have pushed? Okay, hold on. Let me get Mother Bunkley, because she's going to be, let's see, Mother Bunkley. Okay, I need you, while I'm looking for Mother Bunkley, I need you to bring Pastor Benjamin. You're coming in. Pastor Benjamin,
Thursday, 5463, is that her?
Maybe. We'll try that, yeah, because I think she's texting me from her cell. So see if that's Pastor Benjamin, and I'm going to look for the number for Mother Bunkley. And I just got a message, amen, from Miss Martin, who has a friend, amen. He is in Houston, glory to God, and we're going to continue to lift him up. Glory to God, amen. Pastor Benjamin, are you live?
I'm unmuted now. Praise God for getting through. We just thank God for his goodness. There's none like him. It's already been said, there's none like him. I vow to praise him, and I'm just so glad that God is real in your life, that he has ordered your steps, or whatever it was that you was prepared to bring. God had something greater than that, because we all needed what he put out here tonight, because we all are going through in different ways. But to God be the glory. I thank God for you, great woman of God. May God equip you with everything that you need. I hope that the people of God have blessed us to be a blessing to each other, and I hope that they will not harden their heart and listen to God and release the finances that God have. There is someone listening to my voice, whether they can get through or not, but God told you 2 days ago to send her $1,000. Please send the money. Because you need God to move for you. He has blessed you with this money. It's not for you to keep it, but for you to put it in the right hands. Please release it tonight if you can, if it's tomorrow, but release it. It's got to be released before Saturday.
Jesus.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hear me, oh God. Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory.
And then
glory
there is also
God.
A $500 release that's got to take place. All of this has got to happen. The tickets have not yet been purchased. Oh God, we thank you. And the money's got to come from within the house. The blessing is in the house. And what I mean by the house is those of us who listen to you weekly, that pull on you. Even if we don't call you, we pull on you. There's so much so that you can feel us because we're pulling on you. Even if we don't text you, email you, or call you, we're still pulling on your spirit because we're connected. Because right now you are our under shepherd, and the shepherd knows the sheep, whether he's standing in the midst of them or on the other side of the hill, but he knows the cry of his children.
Yes.
And it is wrong if we don't release what God has given. It's all right for you to call in every week, Pastor this and Pastor that, Pastor that, Apostle this, Apostle that. But it is time for you to sow, and so shall you reap greater. The little bit that you have, it will mean much when we all put it together. When we all put it together. So I don't have the $3. Release the $3. And God will multiply. You just let it go. God will give the increase that's going to come with that $3 seed. Oh, bless his name. Pastor, forgive me, but I have to do what I hear the Lord say. And to top it off, just give all of it. Just give it all.
Praise God.
Just give it all. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the word from the woman of God, the prophet of God. We thank you, Lord, for what you spoke unto her. Glory to God. And we receive the word, Lord. We receive the word. Hallelujah. So we bless you for it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Benjamin, are you still on the call? Rhonda, make her mic live again. Glory to God.
Yes, Pastor, I'm here.
Somebody just sent me a message that said, I heard the word. I don't have a lot, but I will be sending $150.
Oh, bless God. Bless you.
Glory
bless
to God.
You.
Glory to God. Amen. That's
yes.
One of my spiritual babies. Amen.
Thank
and I want you to pray for her. She's in a fight for her life. Glory to God. But I know she's already won this thing. Glory to God. God has promised her. He has promised her. And we stand on the word of God. Amen. That what God said, that he'll bring forth the healing in her body. Amen. That she is right at the door of new and everything in her life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we by my shit, we bless God for the new. Amen. At the moments that she get discouraged, she gonna make a vow to praise him. Glory to God. And lift him up like never before. Glory to God. Thank you, baby. Thank you for sending that message. And thank you for just obeying the voice of the prophet. And thank you for wanting to sow a seed. God bless your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. I don't know what Rhonda's number is. You can call, get the mailing address from Rhonda. Amen. But she'll give it again at the end of this broadcast. Whoever wants to mail or whatever the Lord leads you to do. Amen. I didn't know she was going to say that, but the prophets, you don't normally know what they're going to say anyway. So we thank God for Pastor Prophet Patricia Benjamin. Glory to God. Mother Bunkley, I am trying to find you, so I need you to take your cell phone number if you're on the call and send me a text because we can't find your number, can't find the house number, Pastor Merrill. I don't see you. So if you're on there, I need you to send me a message and let me know that you are on the line so that we can bring you in before we go off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chantella, I don't know if you're on the call. Amen. But if you're on the call, I need you to come on and say something. Amen. Let me find your number. Rhonda, do you have, let's just do it the easy way. If you have one, hit the one.
Well, let's do it easier than that. She can see the numbers. If it has opened up where she can see the numbers, just open their mic. Never mind them hitting the one. Just open their mic.
Open just everybody's open mic, Rhonda.
Open it.
Let me know when you've done that.
Are you telling me open everybody's mic?
Yes, and you tell them what their number is. Call a 5463, your line is open. Call a 5499, your line is open. But don't speak all at once.
Okay. Hey, I just opened 8166-0209-9945.
Wait. Rhonda. Rhonda, do one at a time, honey.
Yes.
I mean, I'm confused. I'm just opening the mics. So am I just opening
them? You're just opening the mics and we calling the people. Call the one number. Go.
Okay, 8166.
And give them a minute to respond once you tell them that their mic is open.
Well, praise God, Mama Rosen in Arizona. And I'm telling
you, Mama
Rosen, it's an on-time word. I have Bible study with a friend of mine in Philly right before you come on. And we were really speaking in alignment almost exactly with you. Not only
praise
were we
God.
Praying for Texas and the people down there, we were also praying about resources. So
yes.
It is in time that we are praying for our nation as a whole, but also that we're sowing into good soil. So that's right on time. Right on time.
Amen.
And thank
God
you
bless
so
you,
much.
Lord.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for your support. Glory to God. Amen. That's Mama Rosa calling from Tucson, Arizona. Rhonda?
0209.
All right, Rhonda,
okay.
You can mute that one. Go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
9945.
9945. Those are the last four of your phone number. All right.
6450.
Your mic is open. Praise the Lord. Rhonda, you can mute those.
9027.
9027. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you and that sweet baby in the background. You can mute that.
8779.
8779. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
This is Wanda Oliver.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
man. Just share something. Say something, sugar.
First of all, I just give God praise because I seen my aunt come up on Facebook, and I said, I'm going to call in tonight. And everything that the Lord has used you to say from what I've heard has been such a blessing. And, you know, nobody on the line knows me, but my auntie Apostle, but I have been battling what they call cancer. And I give God praise because Apostle Way has been such a support and a blessing to me, even though she's my aunt, but she's been that mentor, that she's just been everything at this moment for me. And this week, you know, people that go through chemo, you know, one of the things that happens after they have chemo, 2 weeks later they start losing their hair. Well, the Lord allowed me to keep my hair for 1 year and 5 months. And on Wednesday, because I started a new chemo, a stronger chemo, I started losing my hair. And I really struggled. I cried out to God. But, you know, I give God praise because, like my aunt has ministered and so many people, hair does come back. But I trust God. God has brought me through so much. I have told that I had it in 6 different places, but yet I'm still here to tell the story. So there is a praise on my mouth. There's a praise on my lips. I give God so much glory just to tell somebody, you may not be going through what I'm going through. You may not be going through what I'm going through, but you need to know a promise from God is a promise. And if you just be obedient to what God will have you to do, I promise you, God will do what he said. He is faithful and just, and you can live. You got to want to. You got to want to do what God wants you to do, but you can make it. You can make it. People are leaving all around me that has been diagnosed, but I'm still here to tell the story.
Yes.
And I give God praise for that because he's not finished yet. And I just thank you all for continuing to pray for me.
Amen, 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 amen. We thank God, amen, for the miracle has already been released. Amen. Pastor Benham, are you on the call? Glory to God. Amen. The miracle has already been released. God is faithful.
Yes.
Amen. To what he said. Amen. Did you hear what Wanda just shared just now?
Yes.
I want you to just say something to her.
Oh, bless his name. I'll tell you, I really enjoyed what you said about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and that he is a miracle worker and that he can keep you in the midst of the storm that you're going through and that you're able to yet praise God, whether it looks good or whether it looks bad, whether your hair is or whether it's gone. It's not about the hair. It's about you being alive to breathe in the air that God has given you and that you are a living testimony. It's okay to tell somebody that he delivered Daniel in the lion's den, but Daniel and the lions are gone now. But Wanda is still here to tell you that the same God has the same power and can work the same miracle for us in the land today. I thank God for your testimony. I thank God for your condition because if you never had a problem, you'd never know that God would prove himself and solve them, whether he chooses to do it through the doctor's medicine or whether he chooses to do it with his own hand. But even at that, his own hand is in the doctor's medicine because if God says no, it won't happen. Some people can't take the medicine. Their body rejects it and they go away sad. But God is still in the miracle working business. Live, my darling, live and declare the works of the Lord and tell somebody that you can make it because God said so.
Yes, God. Amen. That's a word. That's a word. Thank you so much, Pastor Benjamin. Amen. Thank you, Wanda. Love you, baby. Amen. Glory to God. Rhonda, the next caller.
Thank you.
2241.
Did you say 3241?
2241.
Glory to God. Amen.
I'm
God
sorry.
Bless you. Go ahead.
I think I accidentally hit the number, but I'm just a listener from Georgia. Enjoying the
You accidentally hit it. She opened your line. It's no accident. Your line is open, Barbara.
Well, glory to God. I love that last testimony, and I love that awesome message of encouragement from Pastor Gunneman. And I just stand in agreement with what was just said, and I thank God for the ministry.
Amen.
And keep me and my family in prayer. We live in Georgia. Keep us in prayer. We'll be praying for you all as well.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in from Georgia. Amen. Sister Barbara, God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Amen. Rhonda?
9242.
How
you doing? This is Mike and Priscilla Child.
God bless you.
Hey,
God.
Baby. Hey.
We're coming out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey,
all
man.
Is well. And we just
tuned in a little late, so we probably felt like the end of everything. But from the sound of it, I know there was a word that went forth.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Those are my babies. Amen. From Georgia. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I love you. Miss you all. Amen. And just thank God for all that you guys have been to me. Amen. They have been a phenomenal, phenomenal blessing to me, to ministry. Amen. And even in my personal life when we all lived in Delaware. And I thank God that there is yet a harvest that you will still reap because of that, because of the goodness of your heart. Stand strong, stand together, fight the enemy. Amen. There is purpose in your life and the ministry that you all have together. God's got you. He's got your back and everything. And if you need me, I'm only a phone call away. Glory to God. I love you. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Amen. Rhonda?
There's nobody else. I've been through everybody.
No, glory to God. Amen. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you to everyone, amen, that's on the call. Pastor, before we close out in a brief prayer, I want you to tell them about the upcoming service that you are having. We want to start announcing that, even though it's not until October. We want to announce it now. Pastor Benjamin.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And before I make that announcement, on last week you asked us to please pray for Sister Rhonda on
yes.
Wednesday. So let's be mindful that we have our Wednesday's engagement to pray for Sister Rhonda. It doesn't matter
yes.
if you pray a minute. Jesus said, just tarry with me 1 hour. But just call
yes.
her name because God is going to supply her every need. And Sister Rhonda,
yes.
Rhonda, I'd like to say to you, I heard the Lord say earlier to tell you to give one dime. It sounds foolish, but the Lord said you must release one dime.
Yes,
he said when
yes,
you release the dime, tell the Lord thank you. Because that dime is going to bring you the harvest that you've been looking for.
Yes.
Tell the Lord thank you.
Yes,
amen.
It's just that simple. Sometimes God just requires a little thank you. Thank you, move God. When he says he's going to do something mm-hmm. for us, it is polite to say thank you.
Thank you.
Because God's
yeah.
getting ready to give you. And there is a slogan that they used to use in New York, and it's a bank called Dime, D-I-M-E. I don't know if this bank is open now or not. It might have gone out when, you know, we ran through that crisis. But it said, the road to riches starts at the dime. Give your dime, girl. See, God, give your dime, sweetheart. Hurry up and get your dime out. Tell God thank you when you release it. Oh, bless his name. Now, I'm here to do an announcement. Pastor, forgive me, but I had to do what I heard the Lord say. Is that all right? Thank you, darling. Now, we are in our anniversary month coming up in October, where I have been on Blog Talk Radio for 5 years. October, I went on the air with the psychics. Oh, yeah, the psychics, I did. But it was a door open for me to get on Blog Talk. And it was through the psychics. I preach the word of God because, you see, they have a soul and they need to be saved. So I brought the word to them, and then God moved me in my own spot. Bless his holy name. So we are celebrating our fifth anniversary on the fourth Sunday in October at 7 p.m. We will be on the air. The date is October 22nd, 23rd, 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. I have two dynamic speakers from this litter. Apostle Cheryl Wade will be preaching on Tuesday night, and her backup partner will be preaching on Wednesday night, Dr. Gwen Merrill. Oh, bless his name. On Monday night, Pastor Evangelist Jocelyn Renee Franklin has been confirmed. Oh, bless his name. I also have Orlando Coleman on Sunday night from Houston, Texas. He's okay. He's in the storm, but he's okay. And then I have Elder Larry Williams from Kansas. Oh, bless God, Coffeyville, Kansas. So we're going to have a good time praising the Lord. Praise is what we do. God bless you. Back in the hands of the apostle. I know you all don't hear me call apostle much. I'm not being disrespectful, but when I say pastor, I just feel like she's all mine.
Amen.
That's close. Apostle is shared with everybody, but it takes somebody great to be pastor. Bless you, pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Father, we just thank you for just the word and the encouragement, the song, the people, the voices. We thank you for every caller that's on here. And so, God, we make a vow. We make a vow, amen, to praise you through the good and the bad and the happy or sad. We make this vow, amen, because we understand that praise is our remedy for many of life's situations. It will move us out of our way, cause our thoughts to shift, allow us to take blinders off of our eyes, our ears to open up, because we overstep the problem instead of letting the problem overstep us. That where there were boundaries, our praise will cause a breakthrough. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for every person in every city, state, country, or island that has been in the eye of this storm, from where it originated to until where it will finally end and rest. We pray for every person. God, bless those that are helping. Let people help wisely and not foolishly. Bless those that are challenged by what the word of the prophet to release seed, that they won't be afraid, but they'll begin to trust you more. So we thank you for them begin to release good seed into good soil. Father, even when it comes to helping people down that have been affected by the storm, that we will do some research to make sure that our good seed is going to a good place. Father, bless those. Even Joel Osteen has now opened up his mega church to bring people in. And so we thank God for those that are coming in. And he says that he will turn no one away. He's been under a lot of scrutiny because he delayed in doing it. But God, sometimes there has to be a plan set in place before you can handle the masses. And so God, we thank you for him in the name of Jesus. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for just making a way out of no way. Bless the man at the furniture store, God, that is taking care of 900 people in his multi-million dollar furniture store and not being concerned at all. Give him a greater harvest. God, make the store business continue to grow even greater after this relief, because he's now shut business down. He can't open for business. He's housing people and has vowed to house them until they have somewhere to live. God, he has given so much. And so we thank you, God. Bless every seed sower, every tithe giver, amen, every support system, every encourager, every intercessor, prophet, whatever positions or titles that people have, just bless people. Just bless people in and out of ministry. Just bless people. We thank you for it all, God. We vow to praise you. Make a vow to praise you, and we won't take it back. In Jesus' name, amen. Rhonda, it's in your hands.
Amen.
And okay, before we go, I'll give you my phone number again. 302-401-8574. That is my phone number. You can call and sow your seed. You can also call and get the address. I went through the address real quick. It's 2144 Kimball Circle, K-I-M-B as in boy, A-L-L Circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455. Again, you can call my phone number. You can get the address or sow your seed over the phone, whatever you may need. Thank you for joining us tonight with our Hour of Power. You guys have a good night.
God bless you. Thank you, and good night.